This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Let's begin now.
Time to bleed. That's a saying from Ronnie Coleman, who used to be an Olympic weightlifter. I don't know if he's still alive because his heart's the size of a head of lettuce. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Nick Price. And that's one hell of an intro to Out of Bounds.
It's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
Do you know who Ronnie Coleman is?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I'm always upsetting you with the references.
It's fine.
I'm going to get better.
No, it's fine. Text line 69306 if you're familiar with Ronnie Coleman. He is an Olympic weightlifter. The guy couldn't even put his own shirt on. He's that big. He has a bunch of funny sayings. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Nobody wants to lift this heavy-ass weight. Man, it's good to be back, Kansas City. We've been gone for quite some time. We're like the McRib at McDonald's. We're not for everybody, but a lot of people crave us, and we only come around about a few times a month.
Pops up every once in a while, and you're like, hey, pretty cool, you know? I might not get it, but it's still cool.
It's still there. It's like the Shamrock Shake in March. It's like the spicy nuggets at Wendy's, except hopefully this time we stay on the menu.
Oh, they better.
Have you hit it up yet?
I tried to, and literally, I went there an hour and a half before they closed, asked for spicy chicken nuggets, and they said, we're closed. I was like, but it says that you close at 11. Then he was just like, yeah, we're closed. So, no, they didn't want to give me the spicy chicken nuggets.
Text 69306. My question today for you is, do you consider the movie La Bamba one of the best movies of all time? I know Nick Price hasn't seen it, and if you think he should watch that or Heavyweights first, please let us know. 69306. It's like an extra holiday when we have you guys. The text line is ready to go. Oh. I'm ready to go.
You know how I feel about today?
What's up?
I have these notes, but I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. Woo!
You guys weren't ready for that, were you?
My favorite part about that whole cut is the guy in the background that says, y'all weren't ready for that, were you?
Never are.
No, I wasn't ready for a 60-year-old man to get absolutely loose. That's hilarious. From the text line, I got pulled over in Arlington, Texas by Ronnie Coleman. A lot of yes, sir, no, sir answers scared the crap out of me. Yes, it would. If you've seen the guy's deltoids, they look like the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Got a lot to get into today, right? You got the Chiefs and the Ravens tomorrow. You have a lot of people freaking out about the weather, except Kansas City Chiefs fans, because Kansas City Chiefs fans don't give a bleep, if you know what I mean. That's why they made ponchos. That's why they made beer. That's why they made tents. It doesn't matter. Chiefs fans are going to be there. We got it right when it came to training camp. We got it right when it came to the first preseason game. And we're going to get it right when it comes to tomorrow. It's going to be nuts. It doesn't matter if Adam Schefter says weather could be an issue. But we'll get into weather later. Where we've got to get into right now is the fact that we're glad to be back with you in Kansas City on Saturday afternoons from 12 to 3. And yes, Lance, we will be back next week. I promise. Because if you don't know, we carry K-State football and basketball. And when we do these type of things, we've got to let those guys take over. So when K-State plays, a lot of times they're going to play at 11 o'clock, which means their pregame starts at 9. But I need you folks to get supportive with K-State. Nick Price, that includes you who went to KU. The better K-State plays, the later they're going to play.
The more primetime games, which means more Out of Bounds on Saturday.
And that's why we got to have it. It's not passive. Okay, it's kind of passive aggressive.
A little bit.
It's a lot sarcastic because I don't root for K-State. I support them because I want them to be very good. Because if K-State's good, then that means we get a better chance at being good. And that means we get a better chance at being in your ears. Right? They're on an idle this week. They'll play Oklahoma State next week, which I hope they run the brakes off of Oklahoma State, because I don't use this word a lot, but I hate Mike Gundy. And that's where we'll leave that. But coming up, we will have a game tomorrow in Kansas City, right? We will have one of the top games of the season. The NFL season is only 17 weeks. Every team plays 16 games. I know you already know that. But this game tomorrow is going to involve two quarterbacks. But I want to talk about one in particular.
Jim, they're going to be aggressive here. I mean, I keep saying you should do this. They're just going to keep throwing it down the field.
Can't stop the clock. But plenty of time, and they've got another one-on-one for Robinson! And he makes the catch. What an effort! Incredible performance by DeMarcus Robinson. Took one play to beat him deep again.
You remember when the experts said that Patrick Mahomes was going to digress? TV channel right now, Spicy Nuggets are back. I didn't really understand what people meant when they said Patrick Mahomes would digress. It's kind of hard to do that when you throw 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. Does that mean you're going to digress to 45 and 4,500? I don't know. But so far this year, Patrick Mahomes hasn't skipped a beat. He's played two games. He's 2-0. He's got a 71.4 completion percentage. He's got 821 yards passing. He's averaging 10.7 an attempt, seven touchdowns, and he's got as many interceptions as Nick Price has gotten numbers at the bar in the last 2 weeks. Zero. Which is okay, because I think Nick Price is in a relationship. Sorry, ladies. But the thing about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs is what's something that you guys already know. Is that Patrick Mahomes is really good at what he does, but that's not the most important part about Patrick Mahomes. The most important part about Patrick Mahomes and the fact that where we're at in his third game of his second season as a starting quarterback in the NFL is the fact that it's officially Patrick Mahomes' league. It just depends on whether you want to accept it or not. And that's where we start this show today on Out of Bounds on 610 Sports Radio, live and local. Sex line is, I just say the sex line?
You did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Text line, Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Yeah, text, not sex line.
Yeah, please don't do that.
That's funny. I didn't know I said sex line. It just kind of came out that way. Text line 69306. Do you accept it that it is Patrick Mahomes' NFL right now? The reason I say this is because guys like him make splashes like this in professional sports. And I am going to throw out some outlandish names. When Michael Jordan came into the league, everyone was like, oh my God, this guy's really good. And then he came back for another year and everyone said, okay, we haven't seen anything like this. Yeah, Larry Bird's good. He's got a really disgusting mustache and one of the best jump shots and knows how to pass. Magic Johnson's really good at what he does. But he didn't have that level of, oh my God, this guy is really, really good, and he's clearly better than everybody else. And they all seem to have this demeanor about them, right? Like Jordan didn't care when the game was tied with 15 seconds left. He was going to shoot the ball, and he was going to make it. And he could tell you he was going to make it. Guys like LeBron James, when they were young and they played against the Detroit Pistons in the playoffs, and he just goes off, shows up to the Madison Square Garden. Goes off. You just see LeBron James. Now, granted, LeBron James was portrayed at a young age on TV with high school basketball. He reset and changed how basketball is viewed under college sports. People started watching high school basketball because of LeBron James. And you look at when Tom Brady came into the league. You thought, okay, this guy won a Super Bowl. He did it really methodically. He's got a really good head coach. Things are different now with Tom Brady. Then he did it again another year, and he did it again another year. And you kind of look at Tom Brady with the demeanor of, okay, this guy's just really methodical and really knows what he's doing, and he's just got it down. He can throw that 7-yard out of bounds. He can go down the field in a minute and 30 seconds and completely rip your head off. Like, John Elway was a really good quarterback, but he wasn't above everybody else. He was in a pool with other guys like Marino and Kelly and Aikman and guys like that that were good and were really, really successful and winners, but they didn't have a it factor. When I watch Patrick Mahomes in today's NFL, without question. And this isn't just because I'm in Kansas City and I watch a lot of Kansas City Chiefs games and I help out with pre- and post-game shows and I'm here all the time. But you watch Sunday's game against the Raiders, right? Everybody did. And you watch the first quarter and you're like, it's kind of rough. They got him off the field. And then the second quarter happens. And you could throw out all the comparisons of Golden State. Steph Curry has it too. Like Steph Curry crosses half court, everything's a shot. Anything can happen at a consistent rate. And when Patrick Mahomes gets going, you don't stop it. And it's not the fact that it happens on the first drive or it happens in the third drive or maybe this time it just happened in the second quarter. But if we always compare them to Golden State, it gets stale. But in this instance, when you talk about Golden State and you see when they get on a run back when they were in their big three prime, Durant, Thompson, and Steph, they could have a game that could be tied, and in the second or third quarter, they could go on a 29-0 run and the game was over. They didn't have to go on any more runs the rest of the game. And in the second quarter of that Oakland Raiders game, you saw that out of Patrick Mahomes. 4 touchdowns, 5 passes, game was over. In fact, they didn't have to score the rest of the game. Oakland couldn't because after that happened, after what Patrick Mahomes has done, because this is officially Patrick Mahomes' league, he hits you in the face with that knockout punch. There's nobody else in the NFL currently that plays that position that can do that. Tom Brady can't do that. Aaron Rodgers can't do that. Drew Brees right now can't do that. Nobody in the NFL can do that and do it with ease. 4 touchdowns in 1 quarter. 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. 800 plus yards, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in 2 games. Patrick Mahomes has stepped himself away from everybody else. You don't need experience anymore in this league because he has that factor. He's calm, he's collected, and he's got that photogenic memory where when he sees it once, that's all it takes.
I know we play that whole Golden State and the Chiefs, the 2019-2018 Chiefs a lot, and we also compare Mahomes and Steph Curry a lot. But one thing that is just like eerily similar between the two is how they go out there and they make these incredible plays and game-changing moments, and they make it look easy, and they seem so calm about it. They're having fun, you know, kind of like Steph will hit a big-time three and then give you a little shimmy or something, just like Pat throwing that deep ball last week, and then he, like, fakes a little jump shot. Like, it just seems calm, and it seems easy for both of them, and that's, I think, where this comparison comes from.
Yeah, and it's not digress, it's regress. That's my fault.
Make sure that you knew that.
The sex line, 69306, is also a popular topic today. Welcome back, everybody, as we're going to continue these conversations. But again, it's guys like Mahomes, Steph Curry, Michael Jordan that are basically like the guy from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. They can rip your heart out. I know you haven't seen it.
I have.
You have seen Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
Yes. That was a while ago, but I've seen it.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes is the guy from Temple of Doom that rips your heart out and then shows everybody else and just laughs because there's nothing you can do about it. It's officially Patrick Mahomes' league, whether you like it or not. In fact, even some people tend to back me up on this.
Mahomes, from what we've seen these first 2 games, he's the best player in the league.
Yeah, he's the best player in the league. I was thinking about it the other day. I go, what would be, not that they would ever trade Mahomes, but like, I always love doing this game, like Prime Duncan. Where you go, what could you actually offer that would even make any sense?
And oh, in a trade?
Yeah, and like if another team said you can have our first rounders for the next decade, you would still say no.
This was the old trade value gimmick I used to do, and the reason it started
when
was...
When you write.
But it was when I used to write, back when I was a writer. But it was the original impetus was like Shaq in 2000.
Right.
What kind of offer would you have to make for Shaq? And then it goes through and you get to like, there's been some great trade value guys like Duncan, 0203. LeBron 08-09, where it's like you can't make an offer, we're not trading him. And I think Mahomes is probably the only player in the league who's like that, where it's like somebody could be like, hey, Kansas City, we'll give you 10 first rounders for Mahomes. They'll be like, cool, fuck off.
Yeah, I don't even think it's worth it.
Do you think he's the most untradeable football player we've had this century?
Well, what are we going to get for Brady after the third Super Bowl and he's still young?
I love Brady. I think he's the best quarterback of all time. I don't think he was ever like the wow factor was never with
him. No, he
like
wasn't,
Mahomes.
But after the third Super Bowl, he was 27.
Incredible. Mahomes is more like watching Jordan on the 87 Bulls or something, where you're like, oh my God, this is like revolutionizing what I thought could happen at this position.
I didn't steal the content. There's just people out there that agree with me. I'm just telling you, Patrick Mahomes is different. We've got a big game to get into. It's tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Cool. Sex line is. I just say the sex line?
You did.
Oh, wow.
Out of Bounds with Dusty Likens and Nick Price. 610 Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.